A korban will make in the sekesh to ma bincha, just like by pidyon have been by your own son. Ein b'lekuach v'matono, you don't have it by buying or by giving for a present. The pshita, your son, like Rashi says, is nolda, was born to you. Nobody gives it to you for a present. Someone give it to you, don't sell you a son. Is that the same thing? Tzoncho v'korcho, the special mitzvah about your tzoin and your boker, your sheep and your cattle, is ein b'lekuach. It doesn't apply b'lekuach or else of a matana. Someone gave it to you for a present, or you bought the animal, you don't have this mitzvah. So where's the question? Very good. But v'hai b'b'chor k'siv, this part is talking about b'chor. A behemah that's a b'chor. It says the hekesh here is the b'chor of a ben to the b'chor of a behemah. So b'chor of a behemah, l'chura, what does the kuach and matana have to do with the b'chor of a behemah? The first thing, one that's born, has kedusha on it. So Mara says, enechnami omakor, the pasuk says, Kain Tasa. It says, this is the way you should do. It says the end of the post, Kain Tasa. Mashman has to do with you doing it. So the Bach takes out the word Kain, but the post just says Tasa. The Mashman, you have to do it. So by Bechor, there's nothing for you to do. Rashi also says, Rashi, Omachor, the post is Tasa. Meaning it says Kain Tasa Lashorcho. Vai Vad, Rashi says, Limotsu Mukmus of Bechor, you can't put this by Bechor. So Merechim Kodesh, a Bechor of a Behema. It's Kodesh when it comes out of the womb of the mother. For a boy, you see, you don't have to make any Kodesh at all. So the pasuk says Tas over here, so it means to tell us something that we have to be Kodesh, we have to be Makdashit. So where it says true, therefore, Meinu Inyan LeBechor, but doesn't apply to Bechor this pasuk, to Le'isa B'Yasiyah, by Bechor there's no Pasha B'Asiyah you making the Kodesh, to Berechem Kodesh, because it's Kodesh by itself when it comes out of the womb, it's Kodesh. If so, to Nu Inyan LeMaisa B'Hema, put this pasuk by Maisa B'Hema. So if the pasuk is saying now that we learn out Maisa Behema, just like your bincha by your own son, it is not possible to buy or to sell a son. So therefore, the same thing by a behema that you bought was given to from Atono, there's no mitzvahs Maisa Behema. So Mora says no. Why don't I say better to Nilinyan Lachatas Liyoshim? Say maybe Korban Chatas and Noshim could only be Makdish Behema for Chatas for Noshim if it was born by you and not if you bought it. So how do we know it says something about Maisa Behema? Maybe it's talking about a Korban Chatas in an Oshem. So Mora says, no, Dum Yud Bincha, just like your son. Ma Bincha Shein Abo Achet, your son doesn't come because of a Chet. Is Av Tzoyin Chav Shorcha Shein Abo Achet, talking about a Tzoyin and a Bokor that's not coming because of a Chet. So we're not talking about a Korban Chatas or Oshem that comes on a Chet, but rather we're talking about this Korban of a Maisa Behema. So Mora still say, but the Ema, why don't they say to New Indian, Le'olu Lishlomim? Maybe it's talking about a korban oil, a korban shlom. They don't come because of a chet. Stam yomanad, if you make a neder or an adova to bring it. So maybe there's a locha, you could only make a behema into a korban oil if it was born by you, and not if you bought it. So Mora says, no, again, dum yud bincha. This pasuk has to be like your ben, like your son. That ma bincha, just like by pidyon ben, sheina bob neder and adova. There's no way like to make a neder or an adova to have a son. That's not the way you have a son through a neder or an adova. Is that tzoyncho, the same thing we're talking about, it's tzoyncho, for shorcho, that you want to be makdashit, that doesn't come through a neder and a dover. So therefore, Kim is talking about an oilu or shlomim, that those things you can make with there's a neder and a dover. But rather, it's talking about something like that's a chayva. I mean, Rashi explains there has to be something that's a chayva. Rashi says, ein abu al chet, yeah, b'chor, ein a neder and a dover, she'el a chayva. A maisa, a korban b'chor, or b'chor, not a neder up to you, it's a chayv for you to be poydi your son. So also we're talking about some type of a korban that's a chayv for you to bring. So that must be Maisa Behema. So Mara still says, if you so krimis, we have to find something that's not a chet, and that comes on a chayv, that you have a chayv to bring it. So Mara says, yes, there's something else. For Yema, why don't I say to Nalinya, li'erles riya? Maybe the apostle some teach us that an erles riya, when you go erles regal, the gimel yom tovim, so you have to bring a korban oil with you, and that's a chayv to bring a korban oil. So that korban oil is not a neder and a dover, but it's a chayv. It's also not bo'al achet. So maybe the pasuk means that type of a korban that you bring has to be from an animal that was born by you, and not that you bought it or given to you from a present. So how do we know to say it means ma'isa behema? So Mara says still, dum yed bincha, still know the gzeirah shav, the hekesh is doima to your son. Ma bincha, just like your son, she'ein kavu loizman. A pidyon haben you can do whenever you want. True, you can't do before 30 days, but after 30 days, any time of the year you can do it. Is af shorcho v'tzoyncho shenkhu lozman. It has to be a korbin that is not a special time when you have to bring it. Now, Oilus Riyah, that has to be brought on Yom Tov, so we're not talking about that. We're talking about, rather, a Maisa Beima that could be brought any time. So that's how we know a Maisa Beima cannot be brought, there's no Chiv, if you bought the animal or was given to you for a present. Mar still says, Ima Bincho, Einab Lakua Klal, Av Shorcha Vitzornich, Einab Lakua Klal, that just like your son, there's no way to buy your son at all. So maybe who didn't buy Maisa Beima, there's no way to be Mechuyiv, if you bought it. What does that mean to say? That Alama, how come we learned Alama, why Omer Rabbas, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbasi, the name of Rabbi Yechon said like this, that Lokayach Asaru Ubrin, Bemei Iman, let's say somebody went out to somebody else and bought 10 Ubrin. It means you bought the young calf when it's still in the mother's stomach. You bought 10 of them. You bought 10 Ubrin, 10 fetuses that's in the mother's stomach still. So you, when you bought them, they weren't born yet. And later, when they're born, Locheris Kulam Nechnosim Dilas Aser. When they come to you, so you have to take off Maisa Beima. They all go into the deal to the corral. You take out 10, and the 10th one is Maisa. So the question is why? If you learn it out from Bincha, from your son, just like your son, there's no way at all to buy your son. So if so, here also Beima is also, there should not be a din buying at all. Sakamiri says, Mashma, when do we say your pot only if you bought it after it was born? But if you bought them before they were born, then you chayv a Maisa Beima. The question is why? Let's say any type of buying should make a complete ptur. So Rav says no. Amar Rav, Rav answers Amar Kro. The pasuk says tasa. Pasuk says here tasa. So with darshena means b'shas hasiya miyat hakosif. The pasuk only says that when is there a ptur or miyat if you bought it? If b'shas you can make it into Maisa Beima, means after it was born already. Then if you buy it, it's potter. But if you bought it before there was asiyah, you bought the fetus before it was born, then it's okay. Rashi says b'shas asiyah. Rashi says b'shor shein ruyin le'sasser. It has to be the time when they're fit to take off ma'isim. It's after they're born already. That's when the Torah pasuk says yipot if it's lakuach. But of a mei imo when it's still in the mother's stomach, lav shas asiyah. That's not the time to take off ma'isim beima. So at that time there's no p'tur of lakuach. So the whole Ptur, Pasuk says Taser, means only at the time when you want to make the Maisa Beima, that's when you have this Ptur. Here. Kufa, what we just say before, Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechidon, Lakuach Asar Ubrin B'mei Iman. Somebody buys 10 fetuses, 10 Ubrin in the mother's stomach, so Lachur is then when it's born, so it belongs to you. So Kulu Nechnosn Lila Taser. You have a Chi of Maisa Beima. You have to take all 10 in the corral and let one go out, all go out, and 10th one is Maisa Beima. For the more I've won, Nantanan, we learned that Halakuach, Oishnit Lava Matonis Potter, Min Amaisa, Min Maisa Beima, because the Kasuk had before, the Chorak, when you say Yechayv Halakuach, we know we had the Psukim before, we had this Hekish of Maisa Beima to Bincha, that if you buy it, you Potter. So how come if you buy these Ubrim, are Yechayv? So my answer is, Omer Ablozo, that Rabbi Yochanan Chazoi B'chomoi. Rabbi Loza said that, you know, last night I saw Rabbi Yochanan in my dream. So you felt good. That must probably today I'll be able to say a good svar, like Muslim is going to help me out. I'll have special siyata to Shemaya. And last night I saw Rabbi Yochanan in my dream. He said like this, Omer Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yochanan Chazoi B'chomo. Milsa Mal Yamina. I'll be able to say something very good today. That Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Ta'asa. That when we make this hekish, only v'shas asiyah, meaning to say v'shas asiyah mi'at hakosev, at the time when it's fit to make Maisa Beima, means after Beima is born, then if you buy it, you potter. But here that you bought it before it was fit to take off Maisa Beima, there's no p'tur. So makro tasa v'shas asiyah mi'at hakosev. Eisra, I have a question like this. Eisra Hashim ben alikim l'reb l'loza. So Rav Shimon Alikim asked a question to Rav Leza. It says what? Halakuach chal amachus hazman. That there's a psul lakuach on amachus hazman. Meaning, if you bought, let's say, the animal, the baby, when it's only 1 or 2 days old, so it's amachus hazman and it's not fit to bring it for korban. We know before the behemoth is 8 days old, you can't bring it for korban. So really, it's not fit to make maisa behemoth, bring it for korban. So there shouldn't be any p'tur of lakuach either. So really it should come out, if you buy the animal before it's 7 days old, so it wasn't fit to be brought for korban yet, So you should still be chayv in ma'aseh behema. Sakam, we learned here that halakua chala machus zmano. If you buy the animal, even though it's only 1 or 2 days old, still it's chala p'tur lakuach. The question is why it's not fit to take off ma'aseh behema yet. Someway said back to him, "Enechna mizuei in the Mishnah. It's not true. We ever learned that it's not right. It's not a good Mishnah." And v'yim tim slam. If you want to tell me v'yim tim slam Mishnah, it is a learning. Someway does say like that. Hatei enechna mitzoni Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Goes according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Mishum in the name of Reb Shimon. He says the name of Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Yeah, mishum Reb Shimon. Yeah, that. The Yomar, he says, or he's that is the Yomar mechusas zman nichnas dila saser. According to Rabbi Shimon Shita, even though the behema is only 1 or 2 days old, you could bring him into the dila saser. In other words, that you can't bring it for korban. True, you can't bring the behema for korban until it's 8 days old, but you could take it into the deer, into the corral, and start counting out 1, 2, 3, and make the 10th one nice behema. That you could do even though it's only 1 or 2 days old. So you can be makdish it now, and then Achlam, you'll have to wait until it's 8 days old, and then you bring it for korban. But since, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could be makdish it right now, therefore it's good. If you bought it right now, it's called b'shas asiya, therefore it's a p'tur. That since they weren't born by you, these animals, but you bought them after it's a day old, so since when it's a day old right now, it's fit to make it into ma'aseh behema, so that's p'tur of lekuach. That since you bought it, you're part of a ma'aseh behema. Yeah. That's of Shimon, but again, the Yom, he says, Mechus is man, nichnas dil esaser. So therefore, Vareyu, and he also, it's like a Bechor. Ma Bechor, just like a regular Bechor. Kodush lefnei zmanoi. Like as soon as the animal, as soon as the Bechor is born, it has Kedusha on it. Even though the Korav liyach is man, he can first bring it for Korvin, after it's 8 days old. Is that Mechus is man? The same thing applies by Mechus is man also. Kodush lefnei zmanoi. I'll tell you, it's Kodush right now, lefnei zmanoi. It's 1 or 2 days old, you can be makdashit. But first for korav liyachas manoi, he first be makarit for a korban after it's 8 days old. So that's why according to Rabbi Shimon there be a psula lekuach even though the behem is only 1 or 2 days old. Nothing more says tani. We learned tani tana. Tana learned kaimi the rav in front of rav. Ezeyu esnan. Where is there a case of an esnan? That's a present you give a zayna. You live with a lady and you give her the present. You give her a behema for a present. So here's the case of Zayu Esnan, Shenichnas Dil Esaser, that still you could give Ma'is Beima from it. So who the Kasher is, since you give it to her for a present, so now that she got it, it's Potter for Ma'is Beima. So the Mishnah says, if you get it for a present, you're Potter. So where is there a case that an Esnan Zayna, the present you give to a Zayna, that Beima still has the Chi of Ma'is Beima? It's like this. The case would be, Kol Shenos Nulo, that the Yisrael gave it to her for a present, V'chozda B'locho Hemenu. And then he went and he bought it back from her. But since this Yisro bought it back from her, like as if to say, we start out from the original form. The original was born by you. Then you gave it away for a present and you bought it back. But since it started out by you, so even though you gave it to a Zayna, it's like a Chalap Sulesman Zayna on it. But still, when you buy it back, it's like still you're the Hema from the beginning. The Chiddush of Esman Zayna is even though it's possible for Korban. It has a Sulesman Zayna, you can't give it for a present. You can't bring it for Korban. It's a psul for korban, but still you can make it, use it for 1 of the 10 to make ma'isa behema from it. So even though it's possible for korban, Rashi says though, but if it could be part of ma'isa, and if it happens, it comes out to be the 10th one. So lochriz, you'll have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the bialim kiri when it's a balmum. Also, an estnan is the case of a present. We want to find the case of a present, like stama behema. It's stama behema. So Mekisa, you're asking the question, when you give something a present, that's an Esnan. Esnan is always a present. Will there a case that's still to be a chi of Ma'aseh Behema? So we'll soon see. So Gemara answers and says no. Fred Gemara, well, if Sulei, Belakuach, Moral's no. That once you buy it back, or else you gave it to for a present, it's Chalap Sul already. Meaning to say that you're not Mechuyev anymore Ma'aseh Behema. It's not you, even though you buy it back. It's not the Pshalak, you never gave it away. You gave it away. And if you buy it back now, so it's a Psul Lekuach, so you should be Potter. So again, will there a case if you gave it for a present for an Esnan that there'll be a chi of Ma'aseh Behema? If you buy it back yourself, the chur is the psul of lekuach on it. So our answer is, ish de mitzvah forgot, hodi yom rabasi. That's rabasi said, om rab yechanan, that lekuach hasoru ubrin, the mei imon, is kulun lechnosin lil asasar. He had this case before, that if you buy the fetus before it was born, and then it's born by you, so that's a chiyuv in ma'aseh beima. So Rashi, the same thing will be here also by Nesnan also. The case is that he gave the zayna the present of fetus when it was in the mother's stomach. That's when he gave it to her. And then if you brought it back again before it was born. But since you brought it back before it was born, so there's no psul lekuach. Because the ma'aseh, when it's born by you. So that will be a case that even though this uber has a psul of Esnan on it, and the ma'aseh can't be brought for korban, but still you could use it for ma'aseh beima, and it's a part of the ten. And if it does come out to be the tenth one, and the din will be then, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the owner will eat it. And so you're supposed to be said that if not like Reb Shimon, if you're even talking about, you gave it to what's only 1 or 2 days old. If you give it to before it's 8 days old, and then you buy it back before 8 days old, that'll also be a good case. Because not Shas Asiya. That's what we have to say is the Me'ima, that's only according to Reb Shimon. That he holds once the behemoth is born, it's fit to take off Ma'aseh Behemoth. Now the Gemara says, but still, Vitiyasenu Iyu. Like, what do you have to say the case is that you brought it back from?